Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Time to Talk. And of course, you know that this is the one and only Francesca. And of course, if you have any questions or concern or whatever the case may be, you know you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. And also, I'm on Facebook under Let's Talk. And of course, if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter at timetotalkfm1. And guys, of course, you know I'm also on Instagram as well. Guys, I have so much in store for you guys today. We have a special guest today later on in the show. She is an amazing woman, everybody. I'm telling you. But I want to talk to you guys right now, and I mean absolutely right now, of something that, you know, happened. To all my listeners out there, I really want you to listen and, you know, just tell me what you think under my Gmail or whatever the case may be. I received something on Facebook about my podcast show in a group, an Instacart group. I think it's Raleigh and Durham group. One of them said that they don't like my show, my podcast show. One lady said that I should try something else. Her name is Jamie Ward, and I thank her for her advice. But guys, I'm going to tell you about the situation. I posted on the group, basically, that I'm not going to stop doing my podcast show. Jamie Ward did not, and I mean absolutely did not, like my show, apparently. Basically, she was saying that I say too much and you know, and they were like making fun of me and basically insulting me. And, you know, basically, I posted something and I said, I'm not going to stop doing my podcast show. That I'm basically going to keep striving. Everyone in the group came trashing down on me, guys. I mean, like, they totally trashed me down. They, like, put me all the way down. They tried to put me so down to the gutter that they thought that they were going to, you know, basically hurt my feelings, make me cry. But actually, they really didn't. The whole group basically, you know, basically came lashing down on me like I was in the wrong. Some people, you know, I give them props. They really commended me on what I did, you know. And she was just telling me how I keep saying a lot. And the people in the group was so they were really shallow to me, guys. You don't understand. Like, I was like, wow, are you serious? And they were very mean. And I think the name of the group, I caught it, you know, but I was trying to think of, I was saying, well, let me look and see, you know, what group this was, because I'm not going to forget, because I'm very aware of my surroundings and what's going on. Basically, the group is, the name of the group is Raleigh Durham Instacart Shoppers Lounge. People, I have never been so embarrassed in my hometown. That is my hometown, Raleigh, North Carolina. I never been so embarrassed in my life. But you know what, guys? I'm telling you, I held my head up high with all the insults and all the embarrassment, basically. And it was some horrible comments that they made about me. And they kicked me out of the group, guys. They really kicked me out of the group. Before this situation occurred, I posted another situation that occurred before this one, like, even happened. And they were very mean about it. I mean, they were so shallow. I mean, you know, basically, I talked about, you know, the situation that went on with me and my fiance. He was basically telling me about the wear and tear, what I'm doing to the car because of the Instacart or whatever. And they came out and they were so mean. And one lady, she basically came and said, what are y'all trying to do? Make this girl quit. I mean, that group, Instacart Shoppers, Raleigh Durham Lounge, or whatever the case may be, them are some rude people, everybody. I am telling you, they are so mean. They are so shallow. They don't care about your feelings. You know, when you try to get help, you know, they try to basically, you know, give you negative vibes and everything. And, you know, and the group is basically, you know, I thought there were rules in this group. You know, their group rules are to be kind and generous. Wow. Where is that at? You know, that's another rule that they broke. Number two, no hate or bullying, which they all did to me in that group, but I'm the one that got kicked out. I mean, like, are you serious? Like, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Are you really serious? Y'all kicked me out of the group where, to the point, I was the one that was getting bullied, basically. And I was the one that was basically getting hated on. And number two, they was not kind or generous or courteous to me. So why would you turn around and kick me out of the group? That's just something that, you know, I basically don't understand. I mean, it's really crazy because you get mad at me because I say and ah. Come on, guys, to be real, sometimes I get nervous, okay? I'm gonna go ahead and be honest with you. Yes, I'm nervous because this is like basically like my third season. And I'm very nervous and I'm excited. So what do you expect for me to do? Okay. But I got a situation to fix that. So don't even worry about me anymore. And to the administrator of the Instacart Raleigh Durham Shoppers Lounge or whatever the case may be. No, let me correct that. I'm going to basically correct it. Instacart Raleigh Durham Instacart Shoppers Lounge. Okay, let me correct that so you won't go back and tell your mommies or your daddies or whatever the case may be. Let me correct that. I'm gonna keep on saying it till I'm blue in the face. But anyway, the administrator, Bionic Sandy Wally, is the administrator of this group. And I say this to the administrator, you know, that how you members are supposed to act, is that the way your members are like basically supposed to act? Are they supposed to be mean and bullying people for people who's trying to basically come up in the game? You know, because one of the members in the group basically said to me that I'm trying to make a quick buck. Yes, Miss Jerry, I did not forget about you either. Basically, they said that I was trying to make a quick buck and that I don't need to be doing podcasts. I need to be doing something else. And I'm going to say this to you. You are not going to stop my shine at any time, any place, anywhere. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. So I'm going to say this to you. If you don't like what I'm doing, then you don't have to listen to it. And to the administrative Bionic Sandy Wally, I say this. Is this how your members supposed to basically act? Wow, that is not, and I mean absolutely not, professional at all. It is not professional to go around bullying people and hurting people's feelings in your group. So I say this to you, Mr. Bionic. I won't come in your group anymore. I will pass up on your rude members and your shallow members and your very disrespectful members. I'll pass up on that. Thanks, but no thanks, my friend. I apologize for that, for even trying to join the group and trying to share my inspiration to your group. No thanks, I'll pass. Guys, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or whatever the case may be about this show, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at timetotalkfm1. And of course, you know, I'm on the wonderful, the amazing, the one has been in contact for decades and decades, Facebook, under Let's Talk. Guys, we are going to take a break because I feel so good. I'm just playing with you guys. Anyway, we're going to take a break. You are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast, and we will be right back.
There we go.
And we are back, guys. You're tuning in the time to... Of course, you know that this is Francesca. And if you have any questions or concerns or whatever the case may be, you know, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Guys, I told you that we're going to have a special guest. She is an amazing guest speaker. She's an amazing entrepreneur and an amazing woman. Please welcome to all my Instacart listeners, to all my listeners, Miss Stacy Farmer-Culligan. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Miss Stacy. You're doing wonderful today.
Absolutely. I actually just picked up an Instacart order a couple hours ago and it wasn't bad.
Oh my God. I'm getting ready to start Instacart, doing my Instacart stuff tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that, to starting back. Usually I basically do it on the weekends, but I'm going to test it out every day because I know, you know, I just lost my other job. So I'm going to pick up some hours as well.
Right. And, you know, when you start doing Instacart throughout the week, you start understanding when people actually order groceries, not just weekends, but a lot of people order groceries on Wednesdays or Monday to get them through the whole week. And you start seeing a cycle of when it's going to be a busy day in your area, and it's really easy to pick up. So I'm excited for you because you'll see how Instacart plays on the weekdays as well.
Okay. But I'm just, I mean, you know, cause I pick up on the weekends, Miss Stacy, and right. I be getting it. I mean, they come constantly. And when it's time to, like, you know, when it's time, when my shift is over, I still get back.
Well, that's definitely not a bad thing.
No. And then on top of that, basically, they actually gave me the opportunity, instead of doing Raleigh and Durham, to like Clayton, North Carolina, Apex, North, you know, stuff like that. So I'm really pretty excited about it.
Well, opportunities are always great, especially if the zones are nearby and it's not a hassle for you. So congratulations on that.
Miss Stacy, please let our listeners know. Let our listeners know, you know, tell us about what you...
Okay, so I started Stacy's Grocery Services in 2013, and we cater to clientele that are in the ski area. So vacationers, second homeowners, celebrities. We actually don't just shop at one store. We shop at many stores for our clientele, and we put it away prior to their arrival. So when they get in their homes or their vacation rentals, it's all put away and set up for them so they don't have to lift a finger and they can just focus on their vacation. And I have been doing that for the high-end clientele for 7 years now. And I will tell you, Instacart is a tad bit different. With my company, we do accept orders under $100. And purchases.
Wow, that is so amazing. I mean, would you mind sharing for our listeners, like, what celebrities have you done?
The Kardashians. I actually, they were very rude the first time, so I fired them. And then they begged me to do their order and they apologized. And so then I rehired them, is what I like to say. I've delivered to two former presidents of the United States, which was fantastic. I've delivered to a lot of politicians. Let's see, Elijah Wood is a regular. Jason Priestley. I said Beyonce, right? That one was interesting.
No. Oh my God.
Most of the time we get there and nobody is there because we get there prior to their arrival. But a lot of people space off groceries, so they want them last minute. And we do charge an expedited fee for orders like that. And when I went to deliver the groceries, I saw all these sparkly clothes all over the front room. I even announced myself, and we get garage codes, so we go in to, through the garage and up the stairs. And I went into the elevator of this house. It's a big house, and there was all these sparkly clothes, and there was a bedroom right across from the main room, and I saw that somebody was there, so I hurried and put the groceries away, and I was panicky because they were in the bathroom taking a shower, and I saw this big silhouette, and I had no idea what was going on. And I hurry, I get in my car, and I'm just nervous because I don't want them to think I was spying on them. And, you know, I was, it was just shocking that I saw somebody in their shower. And the concierge calls me up from this property management and goes, did Beyonce get her groceries? And
oh my God,
I realized I had walked in on Beyonce taking a shower. And I was like, yes, yes, she did. She definitely got her groceries. Yes. And I just left it at that. And I didn't say anything else.
Oh my God. I can't believe that. I mean, that is an inspiration. I mean, like Beyonce? Wow. I cannot believe that. And how do you feel about the Instacart and their tips and everything that's just basically like going on with the Instacart from the people like walking off and their other cases, you know, stuff like that? How do you feel about their tips and how they're paying the people and everything when it comes to Instacart?
Well, I feel that in every single industry, there is good, the bad, and the ugly. And, you know, you are going to get awful customers. You're going to get people that are just there for the money and not have customer service skills. Going to have, with Instacart, what I've seen lately is they're not consistent in their pay. And it's up to you if you're going to accept that pay or not. And it's one thing to accept it and then complain about it. It's another thing when they just... I used to do hours at Instacart. And before my season, which is ski season, started, I decided to go to On Demand. When I went to On Demand, I was... Before I did On Demand, the reason why I picked this was because when I did hours, I saw people doing On Demand that were getting $40 or $60 orders. And Instacart was giving me $12 orders for more groceries and further away. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to do hours anymore because I hurry up and I wait and I waste time, and I don't like to waste time. I don't like to sit and wait and then get insulted by a $12 order. For me, we all have a choice. And
exactly.
And there is an algorithm with their computer system, and it's hard to tell every single Instacart shopper, you are worth more. And you should wait until it goes up to this amount. But they go through so many people, and they do that on purpose. They hire as many people that do not know better, really. They're not educated enough, and they're taking these $7 orders, these $9 orders. And it's making it harder for the people that do understand Instacart. And so what I do is I will go ahead and I will just check out what's on demand and go, you know what? This is worth my time. Yes, I need the money. My kids' feet are growing. They won't stop growing. I can't feed them coffee to stun their growth. So I need the money. But am I willing to put wear, tear, and gas into my vehicle, my time, and the taxes that are taken out? You know, because when it comes down to it, you have to pay the taxes on this. And you have to do the math, and you have to do it quickly, because a batch is not going to stick for very long. What I've seen is Instacart has some Stanford graduate pencil pusher who has figured out the system. They will always have people willing to take the little orders, the less pay. What are you willing to do? In, you know, it's hurt morale. And it feels like Instacart doesn't care. And for me, I have learned a couple things through Instacart for my own business. I do now have a tip add-on on my website. So, but my tip add-on is $10, $25, $50, $75, $100, or other. And it seems it's starting to pick up in my company, and it seems a lot of people are doing the 25 or 50. Now, if I just put an automatic 3%, 5% on there, my employees wouldn't want to work for me, you know, and I want to kick cream of the crop. But if I go, you're hired, you're hired, you're hired, you're hired, you're hired, there's going to be lower quality, lower love, and lower understanding on the industry itself for me, for my shoppers. And I do not want to treat them that way.
And you know what, Miss Stacy, I totally agree with you on that, because I mean, it's like everybody's out to get something. You know, and when you turn around and hire these people, it's not basically enough to go around at the end of the day, you know. And I do, like I said, told you before, I do Instacart basically on the weekends. And it was a situation basically where the cashier said to me, I'm one of the nicest shoppers that they ever met. What would you tell a cashier that approached you with the same situation that I did?
Well, I have had cashiers complain to me about Instacart shoppers and tell me all these horrible stories. And what I tell them is, you know, I love my industry. I love the concept of shopping for others. I think it's fantastic. And this is what I'm comfortable doing. However, there are people out there that should not be doing this job, and they're only doing it because they need the money. They're not happy. They cause problems. And rather they want to admit it or not, they represent all of us. We all need to go with a positive attitude. And I can see where some people are like, oh, is this an Instacart order? And then they treat you differently. And I see that a lot. What I tell these cashiers is you need to print out a second receipt from the Instacart shopper, and you need to get a hold and say, this is my experience with this shopper. Because if you can weed out the bad apples, there will be more money for the good apples, because Instacart's not going to give raises. They're not going to say, hey, you're the fastest and the best 5-star Instacart shopper in this area. We're going to give you all the great orders. They're just not going to do that. So what we need is to educate people on how to weed out the shoppers that cause problems and take money from our pockets.
Yes, because at the end of the day, I mean, it's money out there for everyone, but you got to have a smile on your face. And to me, Instacart is a company that is rising nationwide, basically. You have to be kind and generous to your customers, even if the customers are mean to you. You still basically have to show some kind of customer service in any way, shape, or form. I mean, it's empirically impossible. You go around like, for example, a cashier told me throwing groceries on the scan thing, on the belt, just throwing it like they're upset, like they're frustrated. You chose this job, not us. So when you choose a job, you have to go by the protocol. Basically, end of story. No suggestions, you know, nothing. That's common sense. You see what I'm saying?
That is common sense. That's common sense with everything you do. You should put 100% into it. However, I have for my company, I never tell people that I do Instacart on my off season. And yes. I don't tell when I shop for Instacart, I shop for Instacart. I don't tell them I own a grocery delivery service. But yes. With that said, I have gotten people call me and say I had a bad experience with Instacart. So I decided to go on Yelp, and I see that your company's number one on Yelp reviews. So I thought I'd try you instead. And then I have people that say, I had a bad experience in Colorado with a grocery delivery service, not Instacart, but another grocery delivery service. And they say, I'm afraid to try a grocery delivery service. And I just want to talk to you for a minute and see if you can make me feel better about my choice of ordering groceries online. And yes, so and as a whole, this industry needs to look good. We need to put our best foot forward. But at the same time, we as shoppers have to understand Instacart's in it for the money. They've got lots of people. Everybody is disposable to them. And yes. What we need to do is weed out the bad, stop going, ooh, I can get a referral bonus. No, what you're doing in the long run, accepting those referral bonuses, getting your friends to sign up with Instacart, you're taking money out of your own pocket.
Yeah, basically, because at the end of the day, and what I don't understand is you got to have lack of communication with your customers that you're delivering to, because that's the only problem. Because if you don't, then that's going to be basically a bad experience. And people don't fail to realize that, you know, is when I go on my dashboard, I basically check how am I doing. And I got like amazing thumbs up for communication, because I don't want to give them the wrong thing, you know, like the wrong product, because your customer might be allergic to that product. So, you know, basically every day people is allergic to something. You got to have some kind of lack of communication, basically.
You know what I'm allergic to?
What are you
bad
allergic
attitudes.
To?
Bad attitudes.
Oh, tell me about it. And earlier in the show, basically, I mentioned to the listeners about basically the insults that I received on a Facebook group, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina Instacart Shoppers Lounge. They shallowed me so bad. I've never been embarrassed in my life. And that's the hometown that I'm from. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. I've never been so embarrassed and insulted. Basically, the lady, Miss Jenny Ward or something like that, basically, she came off at me, said that I shouldn't be doing podcasts. This is not for me. And then she had her little entourage or whatever the case may be, like just insulting me, putting me down. And guess what? They kicked me out of the group.
Well, I'm sorry that there's people out in the world that like to make other people feel little. And we can either take it as constructive criticism, or we can take mm-hmm. it as, you know, just pure hate and negativity. And what I see is an opportunity to switch it around and make it into a positive experience, positive feedback. And we can do that with everything we do. And, you know, I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry that this woman put all her energy, you're going to have people like that. It happens. And, you know, maybe you should start your own group. You know, and
would you come? If I invite you, would you come?
Oh, I'd invite the three Instacart shoppers that I know and that I respect and admire and have learned a lot from as well into the group. Absolutely, because we need the positive. We need to surround ourselves with positive and joy and happiness and support. And, you know, I feel that if you really are unhappy with Instacart, you need to step aside and find what makes you happy, what you can make money with. If you feel this is your only option, I'm sorry, that's your only option. If you just wait and listen, the positive vibes will come your way. Something better will come your way. You know, and
you are my role model. Oh my God.
Oh, thank you very much. I feel that there's so much negativity in the world, and Instacart doesn't really appreciate us, especially the ones that put their heart and soul out of there. But it's our responsibility to also tell them what we're worth. Are you worth $7 an hour before taxes? You know, and it being 50 items and driving 10 miles away. No, you're worth way more than that. Are you worth $40 an hour? But how often do those come for your zones? I mean, you're going to have to analyze. You're going to have to do some data research on your own for your area. When are the high paying jobs? What area is the high paying job? I live between two zones. I live between the Heber zone, which is more of a country kid town, you know, country boy town, and Park City, and Park City zone, which is where my company is based out of. It's for the ski resort, the high end, the people that can afford the vacation to fly in and pay $200 a day on ski tickets and $12,000 a night for a fancy house that isn't theirs. So, with that said, I live between these two zones and I can see both zones. And I go, all right, I'm going to take that $40 order from Park City and drive the 20 minutes there instead of driving to Heber and taking the $9 order for the same distance and the same amount of groceries. You know, we have a choice, and it's our responsibility to fix that algorithm. Go, no, $9 is not acceptable. I am worth more than that. Yes, I need the money. However, my time, I can never get back. So how my time is worth is very, very special to me. And it's as important as money is. So I make sure that my time and my money are lined up appropriately.
Okay. Do you have a website where all the Instacart listeners can look you up, or do you have a special type of blog, website, whatever the case may be, that you know, can let people know that you're on so they can check you out?
My website for my company, for Stacy's Grocery Services, it's www.stacy's, S-T-A-C-E-Y-S, grocery, which is singular, services.com. And we cater to the Park City and Deer Valley area. We are the only grocery delivery service, and I'm not talking about Instacart, I'm talking about the local ones here, that gives our clients the sales price. We shop at more than one store. We shop at Smith's, which is Kroger affiliated, and Whole Foods when requested. We specialize in kosher, organic, gluten-free, and allergies. That is that one. And then I'm also the president of Summit and Wasatch County Coupon, For the past 7 years, we have about 1,000 people on that Facebook. And then I'm also the coupon ninja on TV for Whole Foods. And that also has a Instagram. And I haven't checked okay. that in a while. But those are the ways you can find me.
Oh, my God. And I forgot to say in the beginning of the show to ask you, where are you from?
Oh, I've lived in Utah on and off since I was 10. And my family is about, I think, 5 or 6 generations Utahan. They founded a couple of the towns in Utah. So I've lived here on and off since I was 10. But I've lived in a lot of other states, but always came back to Utah. And it's definitely, I would call it my home.
Yes, and I was telling people, like, I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, so I'm a North Carolinian, guys, so yes.
I'm a Utah. But
guys, to all my, huh?
I'm a Utah.
You're a Utah. I'm a Carolinian. Oh, my God. Guys, I would like to thank Miss Stacy for stopping by, and I really appreciate her. She is my role model, guys. Guys, we're gonna have to take a break. You guys are tuning in to Time to Talk, and we will be right back.
We are back. You are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. I would love to thank Stacy for coming by for all my listeners and my Instacart listeners. She is an amazing woman. I'm telling you, she is very positive. She is a positive, strong woman. So I want to thank Stacy for coming by. If you enjoyed this episode, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or you can also follow me on Twitter under timetotalkfm1. I'm also, guys, I'm basically posting this on Facebook because I just feel so great about this episode. You could go under Let's Talk under Facebook. You know, I post all my episodes up there, guys. And I'm also on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. So feel free to check me out, everybody. And I just want to say to all my listeners and all my Instacart listeners, and I just basically want to say I enjoy what I do. It makes me happy and it makes me who I am. Do whatever makes you happy, guys. Do not tear other people down to make yourself feel good. And, you know, just feel good about yourself. Stay positive. Everybody, it's time for me to go. Of course, you know, I would like to thank Stacy for tuning in on my show. And you guys, you are tuning in to Time to Talk. You guys take care. Stay humble and be blessed and do whatever makes you happy. Do not, and I mean absolutely do not let anybody tear you down. This is Francesca. You're tuning in to Time to Talk. Take care, everybody. Later.